Albert Gerard Kenders, known as Bert Kenders, has been the SRSG and head of the UN operation in Côte d'Ivoire, known as UNOSI, since August of 2011. He is a seasoned international policymaker on development, humanitarian, and governance issues, and has also been the Dutch Minister for Development Cooperation with experience in a number of countries in conflict or emerging from it. Côte d'Ivoire, once West Africa's most prosperous society, was sundered by a civil war a decade ago that left it divided north and south, and then again in 2010 and 2011 by post-electoral violence in which 3,000 people were killed and some 700,000 were forced to flee their homes. The United Nations played a supporting role in the transition that eventually saw former President Laurent Gbagbo step down and make way for the winner, who is now President Alassane Ouattara. President Ouattara came to IPI in September 2011, 4 months after taking office, and he told an overflow audience here that the main issue that we're addressing is reconciliation. So, Bert Kenders, how is UNOSI participating in that effort? And let me ask you specifically about DDR.
I think what President Ouattara said in your meeting here in New York is probably the most crucial element of our work in Côte d'Ivoire, that is assisting the process of national reconciliation. And the second part of your question was related to DDR and SSR. And if you look to DDR, SSR, you're basically talking about forming an integrated army with confidence inside the army and between the army and the population. And you talk about confidence between the security forces themselves, police, gendarmerie, and the army. To build that, you need also reconciliation. They are interrelated. Without reconciliation, it's more difficult to do the DDR-SSR. And if you don't start with, you know, basically saying to people, give up your weapons and find another job and be part of society and build Côte d'Ivoire, it's very difficult to work on reconciliation. For us, actually, in this year, 2013, these are the two priorities where we assist the government of Côte d'Ivoire on these two challenges. They are challenges because Côte d'Ivoire comes out of a long period of crisis, of period of no peace and no war, ending in a post-electoral crisis. So we do that through the work, for instance, in the supporting of the National Reconciliation Commission. We have decentralized our mission, so we work on conflict prevention and supporting reconciliation in the West and in other areas. We assist in helping the justice system so that the whole process of, and of course, political dialogue, I shouldn't forget that. My good offices as a special representative are also to assist the Ivorians in finding each other, and that might help also the DDR and SSR process.
There have been at least two very troublesome episodes in Côte d'Ivoire over the past months. One of them, which was an attack on soldiers and police, killed more than 20 people this past summer. And the other was the killing of UN peacekeepers, seven of them, who were ambushed and killed near the Liberian border. My question is, do we know or do we suspect that the people behind these attacks might be Gbagbo supporters who were trying to destabilize Côte d'Ivoire? Might they further be people who are related to the people who are destabilizing countries like Mali and even to Al-Qaeda?
Well, let me start by giving a general answer and then go to the specifics. I think we have to be vigilant in all the areas you just mentioned. We are living in an area and in a country which is still volatile. Look at the situation in Mali right now. Reconciliation, as long as it's not completely ending in a sort of a positive process of accomplishments, there are also always risks of people who are related to the opposition to do attacks or to try to destabilize the country. So yes, we are very vigilant as a peacekeeping operation. It is for me not easy to say who did all these attacks. There are investigations. I think that's first of all very crucial that these investigations are ending, are being done thoroughly, and that those people that are responsible for these attacks are being put for a judge. Let me give you the example of the seven peacekeepers. For a mission, obviously, that is a large strategy for the families of these seven peacekeepers. Also, the battalion from Niger, a neighboring country, that contribute to peace and reconciliation in the country. They were actually on a mission and near the Liberian border to assist the protection of civilians. And now it is important, there are suspects of these attacks in Liberia and Côte d'Ivoire, and it is important that these people become a trial, and we have to remain vigilant of different groups that might want to destabilize. That's why I use the word vigilant. We have progress in the last period in terms of peace and security, but as you see, like during last summer, you know, there's still a vulnerability also of the country. And that's also a reason why we are there.
You spoke a moment ago about reconciliation and specifically trying to reintegrate people from two armies, one in the north, one in the south, who were actually sort of shooting at each other at one point, but now they are a part of the same force. In the political arena, how is political dialogue going now in Cote d'Ivoire? I know you've had one election, there's another one coming up. But do politicians now speak to each other in what the president said when he was here 15 months ago, the language of reconciliation?
President Ouattara, during his state visit in Germany, which just ended yesterday, basically said it's important to extend the period of delay of the elections for a few weeks to ensure that they are as inclusive as possible. Prime Minister Duncan has taken the initiative to discuss in a forum with the opposition how to make these elections the most inclusive. It has to do with party financing, has to make with the composition of the Independent Electoral Commission. Basically, the sort of the regime that creates, you know, free and transparent elections. The dialogue is going on as we speak, including with the former president Gbagbo's party, the FPI. I think it's very important that they are successful. We are in a time now also that is regional insecurity in Mali, and it is, in my view, important for Cote d'Ivoire to export stability rather than import instability. And these kind of political negotiations for the most inclusive elections possible are therefore, in my view, a priority.
Tell me about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which I know has been created. Is this a public commission, the way it was, for instance, in South Africa, where it drew an awful lot of attention? Is it a commission which is trying to breed reconciliation among the population, watching people try to talk about the past and how they can reconcile?
Thank you for that very important question. The Commission on Dialogue, Truth and Reconciliation was set up in 2011 already by President Ouattara a few months after the post-electoral crisis. It's led by the former Prime Minister, Mr. Bani. And we support them as United Nations. We're not the only ones, others with expertise, with money. The crucial point here is that they talk to the people, that people feel free to talk, that people feel free to do their testimonies, that they feel secure enough to do so. And that if there are witnesses for certain things, that they feel protected. That is the big challenge right now. They have in the states local committees to go and do this. And I think that process has to be reinforced.
President Ouattara is a former director of the IMF. And obviously restoring the economy, which was once the most prosperous in all of West Africa, is important. How is that going?
We have seen the last year major economic progress in terms of the growth rates. That's 8.5% after a negative growth rate, obviously, during the crisis. The important thing is now to sustain that growth level and to ensure that jobs are created, that people see, in catalytic terms, a change in their lives. President Ouattara is a very famous economist. He has made a national development plan. He's disciplined his ministers to carry it out. We went with the UN and many others to Paris to go to a consultative group meeting with the international partners. He got twice as much money as they wanted. So that's a positive sign also of trust that this government needs also money to reform in terms of infrastructure, technology, in terms of agricultural transformation, but also in terms of social equity. The poverty rates have gone up in the last decade up to over 50%. Some of the Millennium Development Goals are far from being in sight. So there's also a very social need to have equitable growth in the country.
I finally wanted to ask you about the role and the image of the United Nations, of UNOC, in Cote d'Ivoire. The UN was involved, I think, rather dramatically in the transition. I don't think it took sides. The side it took was supporting democracy, which is not taking sides. That's being impartial in the right way. And I wondered if that perception means that the Ivorian public is supportive of the UN, or are they suspicious of the UN?
The Ivory Coast is a highly politicized society. Part of the reconciliation in the country is actually to assist this process of accommodating different sides. The UN, as you said correctly, I think, played an important contributing role to ensure the implementation of the outcome of the elections last year. It's been also my work as special representative in the last year to ensure that we are there for all Ivorians, without discrimination, without exclusion. We're also talking to all the political and ethno-political groups. I think that's crucial for the United Nations. We are there, obviously, to accompany the government in this whole process, but from a point of view, to assist in bridging all political rivalries. And I think the UN is gaining confidence among the people every day.
Bert Kenders, thank you very much for talking to us in the Global Observatory.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure to be with you and being with the International Peace Institute, and I hope to be back.